was going to come back for a hold in the secondary there around the 23-yard line. Another run by Brendan Lee. He's been very impressive all night, but luckily for Oxford, this one is coming back.
He looks like that guy that if you kind of get in that one-on-one alleyway, he's got that look like he is just going to run you over.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm happy I'm up here now with you because I would not want to be down on the field trying to be in front of him, especially in that one-on-one after he's picked up that momentum.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like you don't want to get in front of that.
So early here in this third quarter, it's Sequoia Valley 32, Oxford 6. Nate Lowe and Skylar Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and at WCDOsports.com. So after the penalty, it will negate a touchdown run and bring it back to about the 32-yard line. So Sequoia Valley going left to right. The white tops, the red helmets, and the black pants. Right back to Lee. Shred through the line. And he's going to cash this in for six. His fifth touchdown of the night here for Brendan Lee.
Well, I guess that was we're just going to go back to that one. He's very impressive tonight. I would be curious to see, even though they're Section 3 and really outside of the coverage area, how the rest of this year goes for him, because tonight he has been very impressive.
As we said earlier, we see a lot of Frankfurt Skylar jackets and T-shirts down there to our left, as I'm sure they're here just watching Sequoia Valley at the team they're going to play later in the year. And I've heard that West Canada Valley is very good. Frankfurt Skylar is very good. Two-point conversion here. It gets nowhere. This time Oxford is able to come in and tackle behind the line of scrimmage, and so that'll keep it up short. But, yes, I'll be interested to see how Sequoia Valley does the rest of this season as they now lead Oxford 38-6 with 11 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Man, welcome back. Our score is Sequoia Valley 38, Oxford 6, with just about a minute gone here in the third quarter. So we'll have Oxford at the 30-yard line here. Again, they're in the black tops with the white trim and the red trim and the black helmets. I've always thought Oxford with those colors, I mean, there's just so much you can do. It's like an intimidating color scheme that they have here.
It is, for sure. And to go back to your Frankfurt Skylar comment, I remember when I was playing, if we had a Saturday game that could go watch on a Friday night, it was pretty cool to go watch the other teams play and stuff, get the scouting report yourself.
Love seeing that. It's fun to get your whole team together, make the trip down here, and check out one of your opponents you'll see later in the season. Gallo on a QB keeper, nowhere to go, flush to the outside, and was brought down there by the Sequoia Valley defense, Aiden McKinney on the tackle.
They always said, because during we'd always wear our jerseys on Fridays to school. And I was always told, as with other players on the team, if you're going to go to the game tonight, especially like if we went to a Norwich or something like that, and you're wearing your jersey, don't do anything stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure the temptation could be there when you're with your whole team and, you know, you're on the road. You never know what could happen.
And of course, if you're wearing your jersey, it's very easy to say, number whatever.
Yes. For... That guy, get him in trouble, right? So this will be a second down and about 12 to go here for Oxford, going left to right early in the third quarter. They throw to the outside, pass is complete. Good for about 5 yards out to the 35-yard line this time for Ryan Humphreys, and he had a chance like that in the first half on one and dropped it and was pretty frustrated with himself. This time he redeems himself.
Yeah, and you're happy for him. As I said, he's one of the two seniors, so happy for him, especially on homecoming. The last one he gets, all the homecoming games are special, but you want to obviously play well when it's your last one in front of the crowd like this.
And so this will be Oxford breaking the huddle here on a third down and about five to go. This is a big play for them early here in this third quarter to try to get some momentum back. Waiting for the snap. Again, two wide receivers split out to the left. Right wing side is empty. And a running back off the right hip of Gallo drops back to pass. Rush is coming. They throw over the middle. Complete to Humphreys. Good for a first down. 45 out to the 48 before he's roped out of bounds. And they complete the pass there and move to six. Boy, nice play. Well done by Gallo to get that ball off with the rush coming right at him, too.
And I like the play because back in the first quarter, I think it was their first touchdown, what they did, they brought a guy in motion and it creates that one-on-one matchup because when you're lined up in twins, they could be playing a zone possibly with a guy playing what they call in the flat up closer, one guy taking care of the deep. When you bring the guy in motion, you're more or less canceling that out and create that one-on-one matchup. And that's what they did right there with Humphreys again. He's a nice-sized guy as it's playing out of that tight end role, so nice target there for Gallo.
Same formation, empty on the right and two on the left. In terms of the running back, they go with a little direct snap here, not to Gallo, but to one of the wide receivers that came in motion, and that was Dominic Howe, but Sequoia Valley was not fooled, and they tackle him in the backfield for a loss. 7:50 to go here in this third quarter. Sequoia Valley 38, Oxford 6. Homecoming night here for the Blackhawks. So the play coming in from the sideline, and you got to give it to Gallo here tonight, the quarterback for Oxford. He's done a great job through that 55-yard touchdown pass in the first quarter, but constant pressure on him. He's found a way to weave and get out of the pocket, throw on the run, and it's been impressive for him being a sophomore.
Yeah, and you got to be very happy and encouraged for what the future for him will be if he continues to work and get better. This experience, as I said, even with the low snaps and stuff like that, for a quarterback to mentally be calm like he has been a great sign.
Throws to the left side here on a second down and 11 and through the hands of Richard Hunter. That would have been a nice pickup of 5 or 6 yards, but he just couldn't hold that in. But wow, really nice play design. They're getting a receivers open. A lot of the time it's do they just have enough time to get it off in time.
Yeah, and that's been the case a couple times tonight, like we've talked about. Sometimes Gallo's had to throw the ball just a little bit before he wants to, which not only speeds up him, but also you're waiting for the receiver to make the break in his route. And if he's not quite there yet, or you work on the timing of these pass plays, and if that timing is set up just a little bit, it throws that all off, and I think that's what happened in that play there, just like a couple other times like we've seen tonight.
And so a third down and about 11 to go with 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. It's Sequoia Valley 38 and Oxford 6 as they break the huddle here and look to get set at the line. They've been doing this formation a lot, two wide receivers to the left, and now under center, a direct snap to Richard Hunter. He pushes the pile forward. Good pickup of about 3 to 4 yards here for the Blackhawks. They are right at midfield.
And you look at Hunter listed on the sheet. He's listed as quarterback, running back, wide receiver for offense. So that was the first time I think we've seen him line up as a quarterback. I'm not sure. I think so, but he went under center, which is always obviously tough if you're not used to being a quarterback.
They've done a couple of direct snaps to some of the running backs who have come in, but I think you're right. And for him to go under center for a team that has openly said we're working on our snaps, they're just throwing it all out there tonight.
Yeah, and they picked up, and I like the play, though, because it picked up about 5-ish yards, which makes this fourth down that much more manageable for their offense.
And so this will be a fourth down right at midfield for Oxford. They're doing a little double confirmation as the line here as they line up, making sure that everything is set. Again, two wide receivers to the left side. Gallo looking over there with 6 minutes to go in the third, trailing 38-6. Snap is low. Gallo picks it out of the dirt, steps up, throws over the middle, intercepted here by Sequoia Valley. And off to the races, and they're tackled back at the 40. That ball intercepted there by Wyatt Kimball as Oxford tried to make something out of a broken play there.
Yeah, tough spot to be there. The snap was low. Gallo just trying to get the ball off to someone downfield, hoping that someone was in the area. Someone was in the area. Unfortunately, wrong colors. He might have saw the red helmet. I mean, I know I've done that a couple times tonight, but unfortunately there, that happened. But we've seen that all night from Sequoia Valley's defense. They bring the pressure like that. And at some point, you're going to see something like that happen.
You do have to wonder, if you're the quarterback out there, both teams are wearing pretty much the same outfit.
Exactly.
That's got to be difficult. It's a sea of red and white and black out there tonight.
Yeah, you see that. If you look quick, you see just the color of the helmet. Maybe that's my guy, and that's where I'll throw it. But unfortunately, the rest of the uniform, at least the top, is not the same.
So Sequoia Valley takes over after the interception, going left to right, and now they want to take a timeout with 5:50 to go here in this third quarter. Sequoia Valley, 38. Oxford 6, homecoming tonight here at Oxford Academy, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. We have all-size roll containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back out of the timeout. Sequoia Valley still driving another run to move the sticks here, get them down to the 20-yard line. And Sequoia Valley just showing they have several different weapons to make it work here tonight, Sky.
Yep, and that was the same one they've been using. Going back to Brendan Lee again on that pitch play that they like to run. It's been working all night for him. Not surprised to see him keep going to it, especially in a big situation like that.
Yeah, this Sequoia Valley team had some close games coming into tonight, but they're finding a way to open it up on offense. They go for the back of the end zone here, and it is incomplete. They had two receivers in the area, but a little overthrown there by the QB, Price.
So that was actually the second pass play that we saw. The other one was a wide-open receiver as well. I just remembered that. That one just a little overthrown. The receivers did get open, but luckily he didn't keep going because there's the rope back there, and he could have possibly got caught up in that.
Yeah, that rope is very close to the back of the end zone, and if you go out the back, there's a good chance you're going to find it back there. So what a contrast of styles tonight here. Sequoia Valley pretty much keeping it on the ground most of the game, and Oxford has been really trying to air it out. 5:15 to go here, third quarter. Sequoia Valley 38, Oxford 6, waiting for the snap. They're going to try to throw again. Sequoia looking for the back of the end zone. They have Kelly there, but this one just not able to connect over the wrong shoulder. He wasn't able to locate it in the lights, and it falls incomplete. So a third quarter coming up, and Sky, I've noticed that down here below, they have a merchandise tent set up, and I'm seeing quite a line here for the little kids' face painting.
We should have gone down at halftime.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Could have gotten something, you know, maybe a Blackhawk on my face.
I feel like in the dark, they're using the flashlights on the phone, but it's a little risky, I feel like, in the dark to be painting.
Yeah, we'll have to see when we go down there later what kind of artwork they're coming up with. Here's Lee on a good handoff on a third down and 10. And he tackled it about the 15-yard line. So this will be fourth down and about five to go for Sequoia Valley. They're going left to right. They're in the Oxford red zone at about the 15-yard line. So clock still moving down to 4:40 left in this third quarter. And Oxford trailing at 38-6. And breaking the huddle. One wide receiver split to the left. Nobody on the right side. Under center, they're going to go back to Lee, and he is brought down on fourth down. A big play breaking through there for Oxford. Stephen Palmateer wrapped him up and wouldn't let him go.
Great there by Palmateer, another sophomore for this Oxford team. And Sequoia Valley going back to their bread and butter, handing the ball off, going to the outside. But great job there by the Oxford defense.
Might be one of the only times tonight we've seen Lee get tackled one-on-one in the backfield like that.
I think that might be the only time. I don't remember too many others. But very impressive there for Oxford.
Yeah, well done by the Blackhawks to get a stop there in the red zone. And now they'll be going right to left here late in this third quarter, trailing 38-6 with about a little over 4 minutes to go here in this third frame. And so this will be first and 10 here for Oxford, starting on their own 18-yard line. Again, in the black uniforms tonight with the red trim and the white trim and the red helmets. And so Oxford coming up to get set at the line, trailing 38-6. Will they continue to try to put it through the air here? Two wide receivers split to the right. They'll hand off, but Sequoit Valley sniffing that out on the handoff and nowhere to go as they tried to run to the outside. And that Sequoit Valley line has done a good job tonight stepping up, getting penetration, and making life tough on Gallo, the Oxford quarterback.
And if you're Frankfurt Skyler right now watching, you got to be thinking yourself, when we face this Sequoit Valley team, we don't have to worry about just those two running backs. Their line has been making a presence all game long, so we'll definitely have to game plan for that. How far is Frankfurt Skyler from here? Do you have any idea?
Boy, if I had to guess, we'll look it up here on one of our breaks. A little over an hour, maybe. It's closer than you think.
Okay. I shouldn't be quizzing you on everything like geography, too.
You know, it's interesting because we'll see some of these Section 3 teams that are right over the border from time to time, but I feel like more recently than ever before, which is great. Rush coming. Gallo airs it out, and it falls incomplete. It's about a 2 yards short here of his intended receiver, who was streaking down that left side, Aiden Mellum. And so this will bring up third down and long for the Oxford Blackhawks, who are pinned back up against their own end zone. So if I look up Frankfurt, yeah, about an hour 15 from okay. here.
What's that around? Because you said
Frankfurt's up in that Herkimer, Ilion area, actually not too far off of 90, right up in that area. So if you were coming down here, boy, you'd probably maybe cut over to 8 and then come down through Bridgewater. That'd be my guess.
Okay.
Or maybe you came down to 20 somewhere by West Winfield and then cut down from there. So
they got a lot of historical signs on that. You need to maybe pit stop.
I might have to. They throw over the middle here, picked off by Sequoit Valley at about the 15-yard line, and this is going to give them great field position with 2.5 to go in this third quarter. And so Oxford trying to make something happen there. They throw it over the middle, and it's picked off.
And that was another case right there. Gallo took another hit as he was thrown. He was just trying to get rid of the ball there. Unfortunately for him, again, landed in the hands of the other team. But he's been under pressure quite a bit, and we're seeing some frustration, obviously, from some of the Oxford guys. But, just a tough spot to be in right there.
I end up seeing Sequoit Valley and Frankfurt Skyler a little bit more than I ever have before since we've been covering Cooperstown the last few years. They play Cooperstown in a lot of their regular sports throughout the Center State Conference.
And Cooperstown's one of those schools, like you said, that's basically right on the border there for Section 3, Section 4.
Yeah, Coop, Sherburne, Earlville, a lot of those teams that are, Section 3 teams, but they end up doing a lot of travel in Section 3 because they're so far down here, kind of in that southeastern corner, I guess you could say. I mean, for basketball, some of the Cooperstown away games can be 2 hours away. You got to go way north.
And that makes it tough, school night, stuff like that. I can't imagine going that far.
Yeah, 2 hours on a Wednesday in the winter when you're going up to, some of the places, that are kind of more up in the Adirondacks. A little pitch backwards here for Frankfurt, or for Sequoit Valley, excuse me. Oxford was able to snip that out, and that could have been a disaster, as it looked like Sequoit Valley was going to have a free chance at the end zone, but the defense was able to recover. Take us through that. That was a weird look.
So they did a little pitch to the left, which you've seen, and then the guy who was lined up on the left for Sequoit Valley came back in motion behind the play, and they were going to pitch it back to him, but there was some confusion which delayed the pitch, which probably helped Oxford recover and get guys back on that side of the field. They ultimately did pitch it back, but as I said, it wasn't as slow. Oh, there we go. Oxford jumped again. They got him with that, Sequoit Valley, to jump off sides. But Little double pitch play right there for Oxford, reversing it back the other way, but or for Sequoia Valley.
Yeah, this has been tough tonight.
That was on
Sequoia Valley. I was going to say, Oxford has been pretty much the lone team that's been penalized. We haven't seen much at all go against Sequoia Valley, so finally Oxford gets a break there.
I did not see that one, to be honest. I once again saw a good majority of the Oxford line, but I guess someone for Sequoia Valley did move beforehand. And going back to the Cooperstown drive, at least they know they can read Nate Wall's tweets the whole way up.
That's right. You got a long night. I'll have lots of entertainment for you. They go to Brendan Lee here, and he's in. Another touchdown for Sequoia Valley. This was, boy, on a third and about 20, and he's able to run to that left corner of the end zone and knock it in for six with under a minute to go here in the third quarter. He has been tremendous tonight.
Do you have him on your fantasy team?
I wish I had, yes. If we were doing eight-man football, fantasy football, he would be the number one draft pick.
After tonight's game, I would have to agree. He's been very impressive all game long. We could tell early on that they have some nice back here, but he's impressed me even more than I thought.
So 45 seconds left here in this third quarter. It is now 44-6. They're going to go for two. They throw, and it is incomplete, as they were looking for a receiver in the back of the end zone. We'll take a break here late in the third. It's Sequoia Valley 44 and Oxford 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 40 seconds to go here in this third quarter. It's Sequoia Valley 44 and Oxford 6. And so on that kickoff, it looks like we had a whistle, and they're going to bring this one out to the 20-yard line, it looks like.
Touchback. The kicker boomed it for Sequoia Valley all the way to the end zone. So ball will start on the 20-yard line for Oxford.
Do have one score to report here, as we didn't really get to that during halftime, but Delhi is out at Spencer Van Etten Kander tonight and started the fourth quarter there. It is 21-20, Delhi on top, so a real good game.
Great game right there.
So we'll try to see if we can get some other scores for you before the end of tonight's broadcast. A lot of our local teams playing tomorrow on Saturday. Walton hosting Tioga at 1:30. Would be great if you want to get out and watch the Tioga Tigers. Very good team going up against a tough Walton team. Oxford going to run it here on first down. Good for a couple of yards right up the middle. A spin move for David Dunkel. And so 25 seconds left here, third quarter. Sequoia Valley leading 44-6. That might do it for our third quarter. Yeah, it looks like Oxford's not going to rush to try to get this playoff here. So three quarters in the books. Well, maybe they might sneak this last one in. Nope, they're going to walk right towards the sideline. Almost looks like they were going to.
Well, I don't think the referees would let it. They look like it, but...
Yeah. Nope, guys, you're heading to the sideline.
Looks like Humphreys was putting his arms on. What are you letting us do here?
All right, three quarters in the book. It is 44-6, Sequoia Valley on top of Oxford. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber, on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here from Oxford Academy Homecoming. A great crowd here tonight. You name it, they've had it, from a little tailgating, barbecue, face painting, good music out in the parking lot when we came. It's been a lot of fun. So fourth quarter action starting. Oxford switches ends of the field, now going left to right, and they'll look to throw over the middle. Pass is complete here on this first play of the fourth quarter, and the tight end, I would say they line him up at here, Ryan Humphrey, making that catch over the middle. It's good to move the sticks.
I've liked it when they've gotten him involved, throwing in the ball the last couple times. As you said, early on he had that drop, but he's caught his last three, and that one he had a nice little run after the catch as well. Nice job for the senior here on his last homecoming for Oxford.
Yeah, moving the chains with confidence here, this Oxford team. And so they'll break the huddle.
You know what? I hear Ryan Humphrey's business.
Trailing 44-6. He's getting a shout-out here from the PA announcer. Gotcha. Waiting for the snap here on a first and 10 near midfield for the Blackhawks. Little double handoff. They'll sweep it to the left side with Richard Hunter. Picks up about 5 yards out to the 50.
So the announcer for the game said Ryan Humphreys does eat Wheaties, and then he did a little advertisement for the Snack Shack over here. That's pretty clever.
That is pretty clever. And, yeah, the Snack Shack looked, when I went down earlier to get a bottle of water, they were doing a good clip of business down there. So homecoming is good for everybody. Well, it's just so important, too. A lot of these programs rely on the snack bar and different activities that, at games like this, to get their funding, to get the little extra equipment things that they need. And so, you know, coming out to these events certainly goes a long way, even just spending a couple of bucks on something. Midfield here for Oxford on a second down and about 4 to go. They got a man in motion. Again, they're going to pitch it inside for Richard Hunter. Good for a gain of 2. So this will bring up 3rd down and really manageable here for Oxford. They're into Sequoia Valley territory. Going to be a 3rd down and about maybe 1 or 2 to go.
2.5 to go. Blackhawks ball.
10:20 to go here in this 4th quarter. Sequoia Valley 44 and Oxford 6. Busy night here across Section 4 football. Some other games going on tonight. Norwich is at Vestal. Windsor hosting at Shenango Valley. Oneonta is at Watkins Glen. Odessa Montour. Sydney hosting Sus Valley. There's a 3rd down and short for the Blackhawks. QB keeper, they run right up the middle. 1st down for Gallo and Moore, pushing the pile to the 40 before he's tackled there. Green in 8-man action is at Unadilla Valley. And Unitego Franklin is at Groton. Those are our local games here tonight.
What have you thought of the first couple weeks here in local football, Nate?
You know, I think we have some very good teams that could certainly go a long way. Tioga is looking fantastic again. I've been impressed with Windsor.
Yes.
And some of the scores that they've put up. I think the 8-man teams out west in the other division look very good. I mean, people are just raving about this Moravia team who put up 70 points in multiple weeks, as here is another handoff for Gallo. QB keeper gets back to the line of scrimmage here for Oxford. Again, trailing 44-6 with 9 minutes to go here on their home field at homecoming. So, and you never know with the bigger classes as well who's going to come out of there. But Maine Edwell looks very good as well, including picking up a huge win last week in a game. I think it was like 43-42.
I believe that's right.
Against Corning, right?
Yeah, I believe that's the score. And I saw there was some sort of article, I can't remember what newspaper or whoever published it, but their offense has just put up a lot of points early on. And, you know, people talk about the Tiogas and stuff and Chenango Forest, but Maine Endwell is right there with them with year after year after year, just a great football program down there, and it seems like that's continuing this year.
Yeah, so I think we have some teams that could be playing very late into the season, which is always exciting. And I've been impressed with Norwich, too, speaking of another team that we have here in our coverage area. They looked really good in that opening week game. A pass over the middle for Oxford is incomplete. It was a little bit behind the intended receiver on the play, David Dunkel. So, yeah, I think, you know, playoff time will be interesting. We haven't seen Delhi yet, and Delhi looks very good. They fell last week to Tioga at home, but, you know, they put up 28 points against Tioga, which is no small feat, and one of their big running backs, Sam Davis, was hurt on the first play, not the first play, but the first drive of the game.
Wow.
So I've been wondering throughout the last week, how much did that change things for the Bulldogs and the running game? Now, they have a next man up philosophy, but certainly that had to change some things. Here's the snap on a third down and 10. Oxford throwing over the middle again, pass behind the intended receiver, Richard Hunter. So fourth down coming up for the Blackhawks. They are in Sequoia Valley territory at the 40-yard line.
And you bring up injuries. You never know. You hope that we obviously don't ever get any of those throughout the year, but they are part of the game, and sometimes they really do change a whole season for someone.
So 44-6 is our score. Ball at the 40-yard line here for Oxford, looking to go left to right. Here on a fourth down and 10 to go. Will they punt this one away, or will we see some more trickery like we saw in that first quarter? They are. They're going to try to throw over the middle again. It's complete to Hunter, and that's going to move the sticks for an Oxford first down, so they pull it off again, Sky. Well done. Oh, we even got a delivery coming up here from the snack bar. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that looks great. Thank you very
much.
Appreciate
that.
Oh, we were just talking about a food delivery, and here we are. So,
were they listening, you think?
I think so. Looks like we got some ice cream and pie here, maybe.
Wow,
that's great.
Well, they hear you're up to like 3:30. They needed something.
No, this is perfect. So
the punter, 2 for 2 in passing today.
And you got to wonder, if you're Sequoia Valley, are you saying, how did they do that again? So this will bring up a first down here for the Blackhawks. Gallo is back in. Again, Jacob Gallo, the sophomore quarterback, throwing over the middle. He's got his receiver. Hunter gets tackled. Here we do. We have a flag. I think it's going to be a late hit here on Gallo. The flag was thrown right back after he let that ball go. He's been very durable tonight as well, as he's taken some big hits.
Oh, this pie smells really good.
Yeah, we got ice cream. It's got to be pumpkin pie, I think.
That's what I think.
Wow.
But, yeah, roughing the passer there against the Coit Valley.
I thought you could have called the late hit on the quarterback. I also thought that the receiver might have been tackled before the ball got there, too.
Yep, we got roughing the passer.
Yeah, so either way, Oxford's going to pick up some big yardage here with about 7:20 to go in this fourth quarter. It's Sequoia Valley 44, Oxford 6.
And Gal's been under pressure like that all game, and, you know, I give him credit for standing there in the pocket, though, because sometimes, especially young guys, you see it at the professional level, too, they keep getting that. You get a little shy, and, you know, it's just mentally you're telling yourself, and it speeds up that internal clock. But he's been doing a great job of staying in the pocket.
So this will be a first down after that penalty at the 15-yard line for the Oxford Blackhawks. Snap is low, but they do hand it off. Getting to the outside, Dunkel lowering his shoulder inside the 5 before he's tackled there. David Dunkel on the run. And so this is going to give Oxford a chance right on the doorstep. 6:55 to go here, fourth quarter, and the homecoming crowd is still out in full force here supporting the Blackhawks on a beautiful night at Oxford Academy. So the Blackhawks knocking on the door. They can get in here. This would be their highest point total of the season here in their fourth game of the year. One wide receiver split to each side. Two running backs in the backfield. Gallo scoops it out of the dirt on a low snap, and he's brought down there by a host of Sequoia Valley tacklers. Ball popped free, but he was down by contact. And so we're coming up on 6 minutes to go here. Don't forget to stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up after this with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. Got to give a big shout-out to the Barrows family listening tonight. They were sending me some messages saying that they couldn't get here to the game and that they were listening here on WCDO. So we certainly appreciate them checking in. And that's always nice when the family says, hey, we wanted to be at the game, but we couldn't. So they're able to listen in and get the score updates. That always makes me happy. 5.5 to go here, fourth quarter. Oxford with a third down and goal to go. They run to the outside, but again, that's the Sequoia Valley defense saying no. And again, one of the guys we've talked about time and time again tonight, Aiden McKinney, making the tackle. And Oxford lost yardage since they got down inside the five. They're back all the way up to about the 12. And so a fourth down coming up here. Yeah, they're calling it a fourth and 11 for the Oxford Blackhawks, and we'll see if they maybe decide to go back to the air.
And they can technically pick up the first down without going in the end zone. It'd be very close, but they still can.
Yeah, they have to get down to about the goal line to pick up that first down. So they go with one wide receiver to the left, one to the right. Snap was low. Gallo scoops it out of the dirt, avoids the rush, throws towards the end zone, and it's incomplete. Somehow he was able to avoid the rush there, got that one off, gave his team a chance, but they come up just short here on this drive.
That was a great move to avoid the contact.
That was really great.
That was very impressive.
So 4.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. 44-6 is our score. Sequoia Valley leading the Oxford Blackhawks. Will be a big Saturday on the local scene as well. A lot of soccer tomorrow, a lot of early morning games around the area. And if this weather holds up, it'll be a great weekend for high school sports. So here is Sequoia Valley looking to stay undefeated and get out of here happy and healthy, going up against Section 4 here tonight, making the trip down to Oxford. Run up the middle here for the Red Hawks. And just a gain of one or two, but if you're Sequoia Valley right now, you want to try to keep that clock running as we come up on 4 minutes left.
And as you said, get out of here healthy, too. We've shown up. We've done our job, but we know we have a long season left to go. Don't want any injuries. You know, we're going to have a tough road, obviously, as you mentioned. There's a lot of very good eight-man teams, and they're going to face some more as the season goes on. So you're going to want your full team when you face against them.
Yeah, just looking over at the look like on the Sequoia Valley sideline, they probably have an extra, what would you say, Sky, 8, 9, 10 guys over there. So good, healthy numbers. But each week, you know, more and more guys get hurt usually as the season goes along. So,
yeah, you see some not in full uniform tonight. So, you know, probably a couple banged up already. And I do see some crutches over there. So
I was going to say a pair of crutches. Yep. So a false start here on Sequoia Valley. We'll make it a second and 15 here for the Red Hawks as they are pinned deep in their own end. They're about their own 10-yard line here. And so under center, they'll look to hand it off, diving forward for the Red Hawks out to about the 16-yard line. We'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile. It's some different runners that are in there. And so it looks like they went with Wyatt Kimball on that run. Again, don't forget the post-game show coming up in just a couple of minutes. When we have a local team play a team from out of the area, we usually give our three awards all to the local team, so we'll have three Oxford awards for you tonight. And so Sequoia Valley under center, protecting this lead, a little pitch to the outside, and good for maybe 5 or 6 yards. And brought down at about the 26-yard line here. Good run on the play there by Braden Rigetz. And so, again, our score, Sequoia Valley 44, Oxford 6, with 2:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. An exciting night here at Oxford for homecoming, and it won't work out how they wanted on the scoreboard. Of course, always nice if you can get a big win on homecoming night, but I think with the way everything else went here, you got to consider this to be a very successful event. Just the amount of people that came out for tonight's ballgame, really nice to see.
And we still have a good amount of people here as well.
So a handoff here for Sequoia Valley, again, just trying to run up the middle. I think they're doing everything they can to just keep the clock moving. And one thing I've noticed here tonight, a lot of good sportsmanship out there. Guys helping each other off the bottom of the pile on both sides.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well, actually, all game. And I've kept seeing, and I was going to say something, but we get talking about whatever we get talking about on the radio. And but it's great to see that kind of stuff, too. You know, guys get tackled, helping the other one up. And it has been very nice to see that tonight from both teams.
Section 4 especially has been making a big push for sportsmanship over this last year. So it's always refreshing when you see it sink in and really kind of come out here in a game setting. So a QB keeper run to the outside for Sequoia Valley. New quarterback into the ball game here. Parker Wentrick is in, the sophomore QB, replacing the senior Andrew Price, who had a nice game here tonight. Certainly was doing a great job of handing the ball off to Brandon Lee and watching him go, because Lee was phenomenal tonight for the Redhawks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 touchdowns for him on the night. He's been tremendous. Hand off here. Again, working the ball to the outside with Rigette and brought down, but I think he got enough for the first. And so Oxford down 44-6. Late here in this fourth quarter. With about a minute to go, they're going to let that clock run off. Sequoia Valley might get one more play here, maybe two, depending on how it goes, before they'll be able to start packing up the bus to head back to the Utica area with another win, and they'll be undefeated for another week as they try to run up the middle here. Good for a couple of yards. And so the Redhawks come into town and get the job done. Boy, it looked good early for Oxford, scoring on that first drive of the game with a 55-yard touchdown throw. But since then, it's been a steady dose on the ground of the running back crew from Sequoia Valley. And so that will do it. They're going to say that last running play was good. And they're just going to let the rest of the time run off the clock here. So our final score is going to be Sequoia Valley 44 and Oxford 6. Again, 44-6, our final. Postgame show coming up. Eight-man football tonight. Oxford homecoming on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York
York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Oxford Academy, where tonight the Oxford football team falls to Sequoia Valley 44-6. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson one last time up here in the press box. And a fun game here tonight on homecoming. Great crowd, a lot of fun activities. And Oxford just coming up a little short here against a very tough Sequoia Valley team from Section 3. Sky, let's get right into our three awards here. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, first up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. I'd like to go with Jacob Gallo. I just thought the QB, I mean, you could probably also give all-purpose to him, but he made the offense go tonight, and that throw, the 55-yard TD, was a real beauty.
We saw a lot of really nice throws from him tonight. I was very impressed. He made a couple of nice moves to avoid the sack. Definitely deserving.
Next up tonight is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams here on WCDO. Before I hand this out, any thoughts on your end, Sky?
No, I mean, there's a couple that, you know, definitely made a couple nice plays. Dominic Howe was one of them, and there was a couple other. Palmateer, I remember we said made a nice tackle. There's a couple guys that I thought played nice defense tonight for Oxford.
I was thinking, what about David Dunkel? He had the fumble recovery, made a couple of nice plays. Let's go David Dunkel here tonight for our Dynamic Defense Award from Oxford Academy. And, again, just another one of those young guys, just a freshman on this team.
Yeah, their whole team is young, and a lot of them impressed me, but I like that pick as well. I forgot the fumble.
Let's go next to our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports here on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. A bunch of different ways you could go here. Richard Hunter, the guy who caught the 55-yard TD. Ryan Humphreys as well, I thought, was tough. But let's go with Richard Hunter. He caught the TD. That's the lone score of the night, and he had a bunch of other nice catches as well.
Yeah, he was a nice weapon for him, another sophomore, as we mentioned. They're very young. And that's the takeaway from this game. You saw a lot of really nice moments in the part. The hope is you continue building off those as the season goes on and really have, I think, a nice team potentially next year.
Well, Sky, thank you as always for coming here tonight. Fun to be here for Oxford Homecoming, and we'll see where next week takes us.
Sounds good.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. A huge thank you to Jim Tomeo as well. He's our in-game producer back in Sydney at our Main Street studios there. Jim always does a great job and sacrifices his time to help us out here with high school sports. Final score tonight, Sequoia Valley defeating Oxford here at Oxford Academy, 44-6 in Section 4 eight-man football action. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. Great music, super hits on your Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.